I heard a beautiful idea this morning that I would love to share because I think it sheds light a lot on where Paro is, some of Paro's mistakes. And I think beyond that, it just has a beautiful message for each and every one of us. The person asked if the concept of arevut, that I'm responsible for other people, is a strictly Jewish concept. He quoted a source that said it's actually not. If you look at Adam HaRishon, he made food. But if you see how many pieces of work went into making his food, it's remarkable. Adam HaRishon made clothing. Again, how many steps were involved in getting his clothing around? And if you think about it, Adam HaRishon was by himself. It was just him and his family. But for us nowadays, anything that you need in the world requires so many people to get you to that point. I want my food. Someone has to raise the cow. Someone has to shech the cow. Someone has to bring the cow, process it, bring it to the store, stock the shelves in the store, bag it for me at checkout, perhaps. When you think about how many steps there are along the way and how many people play a role before that food even steps foot into my house, it's amazing. But it doesn't end there because I have to cook it. Well, how is the gas getting into my house? Who built the oven? Who's processing my gas bill? All of these things. Arevut. It is impossible for a person to live on an island by themselves, to do anything. You just need a whole team of people to make it happen. And then you have Paro. Paro enslaves a group of people for years and years and years. They are, on some level, the backbone of his economic engine that drives Egypt. And yet, how does he treat them? They're treated so very poorly. There's no recognition of their contributions in society, but yet they're oppressed and oppressed and oppressed. Perhaps Paro's biggest mistake is he doesn't recognize the idea of arevut, that there is an interconnection between so many people, and all of that is what makes the world go round. And perhaps if people like Paro understood that they're part of something so much greater and that each person along the line plays such a significant role, they would never mistreat anyone. And if perhaps that were the case, the world would be a better place. And if you think really carefully, so many of the laws in Mishpatim that we're going to see in just a few weeks are things that require us to be sensitive to each and every person's contribution, big or small, along the way. Judaism introduces that concept that every person, big or small, is great. And everybody has a big role in making the world continue to go round and round. Perhaps that's something that Paro missed, that Judaism makes sure that we don't. Have a great day.